All right, ladies, this is day number four, and welcome to the Uncommon Woman Challenge, day number four. Tonight, we are talking about the power of your thoughts, those good old thoughts that we have going on in our head. Tonight, we're going to focus on how we can control them, monitor them, and make them subject to us, and us not being subject to the thoughts that just float around in our heads. And a lot of times people say, I can't control what I think, and how do I stop the negative thoughts? That's one of the biggest questions that I get from people is, how do I stop the negative thoughts that come into my mind? And so we're going to talk about that tonight. I first want to start off by sharing with you guys a book that I want to recommend. And the book is by T. Harv Eckert. I will actually, if anybody needs that that spelling, you can ask me at the end of the class. It's T. Harv Eckert, and it is the title of the book is called The Secret of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. That book is so powerful. Before we do that, I wanted to share with you that book for a reason, but before we do that, I'm looking and I forgot to state our affirmation. If you guys have your affirmation in front of you, I hope that you guys are saying it aloud with me as I say it too. So tonight's affirmation is simply this: I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am. I think, therefore I am. And I did that on purpose. I wanted to reiterate that several times because I want us to understand that I think, therefore, I am. Whatever you are thinking about, you can rest assured that you are going to bring it about in your life. So that's what I want to talk about tonight, is the power of our thoughts and our mindset. So like I was saying, in T. Harv Eckert's book, Mastering the Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, he gives this analogy of the temperature setting in your home. So he talks about if you put your temperature setting on, say, 70 degrees, okay, you got the temperature on 70 degrees, you can open up the windows in your home. You can blow fans all around on the floor where the thermometer is taking the temperature. And no matter what, the door being open, the wind blowing, no matter what, your home, that thermostat is going to struggle and fight to get back to that 70-degree temperature that you have it set on. And that is exactly how our minds work. No matter what is going on in our life, say if you are professing that deep down inside you say you really want to be married, but you have your mind set on there are no good men. All men are dogs. All men are liars. All men are cheaters. And that's your deep underlining, that is your go-to thought. That's what you really, really think deep down inside. You could have Prince Charming, five Prince Charming standing in front of you. But because of the way that your mind is set, I mean, these men can be treating you like a queen, can be bringing you flowers and throwing out rose petals and buying you champagne and taking you shopping and just listening to you talk and being this perfect gentleman. But because your mind is set on the fact that there are no good men, you are not even going to recognize and realize that there is a good man standing right in front of you. That is so huge. And I love that analogy that he uses because it's so real, and that's why the power of our thoughts is so important. So I want to talk about our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. Our conscious mind is the front part of our mind that literally sees and thinks and feels and touches and recognizes everything. It's the stuff that we see on a, see every single day, whether we see it for the first time or if we've seen it a million times, your conscious mind recognizes that. Your subconscious mind is the part of the mind that does not need to think. It does not need to see because the conscious mind is doing all of that work for you. So whatever you subject yourself to on a regular basis is what you are going to implant into your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is going to act as the thermostat. Whatever you plant in your conscious mind on a regular basis, that's one of the reasons why I said to pick a song, a theme song for these 18 days. And like I said, it can be several different songs. Just make sure that the song is positive and powerful because when you are listening to those words over and over and over and over again, it's being planted into your subconscious mind. So eventually, that's going to be your go-to thought. Positive thoughts are going to be what you think of initially, even when something negative happens to you. That's the power of affirmations. And affirmations are not just the things that we speak, that we see online, these great, powerful affirmations that people post, I post, you guys post. It's not just I am rich or I am wealthy or I am married or I am successful. Affirmations are also the things that we say to ourselves unconsciously without us even being aware of those things. For instance, if you say, like I said, there are no good men, or I hear a lot of people say, I can't win for losing, or like I grew up with my mother saying, it's always something. Every time something negative would happen, she would always go to her default thought, and she would always say, it's always something, it's always something. Or some people say, I can't hold on to money. Money burns a hole in my pocket. Whatever it is that you say, or if you complain about gas prices, or if it's a rainy day and you say it's a bad day outside, whatever you are saying on a regular basis, you are speaking an affirmation. You are affirming that over your life. And literally, our thoughts are the foundation from which we live and build our life. So all of the statements that we repeat on a regular basis become the foundation which we build our life. I just stated, if we repeatedly say things like I can't afford that, or I can't go to that, or that's too much money. That's another thing. People say that's too much money. Well, we live in this huge, gigantic universe where the supply of everything is plentiful. But if we come from a lack consciousness or lack mindset, we won't even recognize all of the success and all of the opportunities that are sitting right in front of our faces at all times. It's just a matter of what you're thinking about, what your go-to thought is, and how you choose to think on the things that come into your mind. So as far as people saying, how do I stop the negative thoughts that come into my mind, that I'm always bombarded with negative thoughts? And how you do this is simply this. When the thoughts come to you, this is something that I used to do. I no longer do this, and I'm grateful. I do have my days where I'm attacked by negative thoughts. Do not get me wrong. But because I have been practicing this for such a long time, typically my mind goes directly to the positive of a situation. Now, I am a very dramatic type person when it comes to changing my life. Like, I will do anything if I know that it's going to make my life better. So how I started changing my mind for the better and stopping all the negative thoughts coming into my head, I would wear a rubber band around my arm. And every single time a negative thought came to me, I would pop the rubber band. And eventually, you really do want to stop the hurt from that rubber band being popped on your arm. So every single time I had a negative thought, I don't care if I was driving down the street, if I was in the car, if I was in the doctor's office, wherever, if I had a negative thought, I would pop that rubber band and it would snap me back into the reality and the realness of what I was thinking about. So if I thought, as far as like, I remember, oh goodness, I remember being at a Patapsco flea market selling my jewelry and my crochet items and my bags and stuff. I was so nervous. I was so nervous to go down there. Now, I had my store at the time, so I was at my store and I was down at Patapsco flea market. So setting up my stand at Patapsco Flea Market, I kept thinking, oh my goodness, nobody's going to buy my stuff. Nobody's going to buy my stuff. They're going to think that it's horrible. Nobody's going to like me. And I just had all these negative thoughts. So every single time that thought came to me, I would pop my rubber band. I would pop my rubber band every single time. And eventually, I stopped wearing the rubber band because I trained my mind. You have to know the truth of who you are and the truth of who God says that you are in order for this to work. Because if you don't have any truth in you, or if you don't have any positive words in you, our negative thoughts are going to run ragged through our lives. It's just going to literally take over our lives. And what you think about the most, when the negative thoughts do come to you, if you dwell on them, you at that moment you're feeding them. And whatever you feed, it grows. So whatever you have to do in your own unique way to when that negative thought comes to you, I want you to think about what is it that you can do in your own unique way. If it's using the rubber band, by all means, use the rubber band. But I'm telling you, ladies, this works. So I want you to think about what drastic, dramatic action can you take every single time a negative thought comes into your head. And I want you to write that down. I want you to write down what you're going to do every single time a negative thought comes into your mind. Hope you guys are writing. Write down, what can you do that is dramatic to snap you out? I told you guys the other night, one of my favorite shows is Cesar Millan, The Dog Whisperer. And I love watching his show so much because when the dogs that he's training, when they get out of line, he calls it biting them. But what he does is he kind of like jabs them with his hand, or he'll kick them, not in a mean way, but he just snaps them out of whatever it is that they're focusing on, or whatever it is that he's training them to do. And in that moment, every time he bites them or he kicks them or he gets their attention off of what they're focusing on, the dog just snaps out of it and redirects his attention. And that is exactly what you guys are going to do to combat the negative thoughts that are possibly even consuming you and weighing you down. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to think about what you've been thinking about. I want you to think about the thoughts that you've had today, the thoughts that you had yesterday, the thoughts that you had the day before. And oftentimes people say, I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders. I can attest to that. I've said that myself. I've also said, I feel like I've got a ton of bricks on my shoulders. Anybody ever say that? I'm assuming there's somebody raising their hand saying, yes, I have felt like the weight of the world is on my shoulders. Now, as you're closing your eyes, I want you to think about how that feels, how that physically feels in your body. It causes some of us anxiety. Some of us even take medication because of the anxiety. I want you to think about that weight, that physical weight that seems like, feels like it's on your shoulders. And I want you to take your hand, and I just want you to feel along your shoulders, your collarbone, the upper part of your back, and I just want you to grab it, and I just want you to squeeze it and rub it as if you're giving yourself a massage. If you are feeling weighted, if you feel like the world is on your shoulders, as you rub your neck and you rub your shoulders and you rub your collarbone, I want you to recognize that although you may feel like there's weight on your shoulders, there's absolutely nothing there. There is nothing that's on your shoulders right now. Maybe a bra strap or a t-shirt or a tank top or whatever clothes that you have on, but there is nothing that's heavy physically on your back or on your shoulders. It's all your thoughts. It is all in your mind. If you have been feeling stressed, if you have been feeling like there's bricks on your shoulders, that you are, if you have been feeling like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, I want you to recognize in this moment, the truth of the matter is there is nothing on your shoulders. There's thoughts in your head that's causing that pain in your neck, that's causing that stiffness in your joints, that's causing that anxiety in your chest, that's causing those butterflies in your stomach. And butterflies are not always a bad thing. We'll talk about that another day. But for right now, I want you to recognize and realize that anything that you are feeling weighted about is all the stuff that you have been thinking about. And I want us to just sit with that for a couple of moments. As we take some deep breaths, while we sit and be still, I want you to think about what you've been thinking about. And what have those thoughts been physically making you feel? And I want you to think about how can you turn that around? What is the opposite of what you're going through? If you're feeling weighted because of, let's say you don't have the money to pay your bills. What would be the opposite of not having the money to pay your bills? The opposite of that would be having the money to pay your bills. And I want you to think about that. Think about the opposite of whatever negative feeling that you were thinking, and I want you to think the opposite right now. If that is your stress, that you don't have enough money to pay your bills, in this moment I want you to think about you have more than enough money to pay your bills, to help your family, to help your neighbor, to help your church, to help your community. You have more than enough. I want you to think about that. And bring a smile to your face. That's exciting. Think about the opposite of whatever it is that's weighing you down. Now, for everybody that did that exercise, that is where you need to go each and every single time you have your negative thoughts. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in the form that it is in now, where you physically close your eyes and you're rubbing your neck. The more you do this, you can be driving down the street and you will be able to do this without closing your eyes, without putting your hand on your shoulder. You will just be able to nullify this just simply by a thought, replacing your negative thoughts with a positive thought. But I want you to feel the weight, the quote-unquote weight that was lifted off of your shoulders when you thought about the positive side of what it is that you're dealing with or what it is that you're going through. Notice nobody came and took something, took a brick off of your shoulder. Nobody came and literally took the world off of your shoulder. If you're feeling lighter, while you're thinking about the positive side of whatever it is that you're going through, it was your thoughts that brought that calm feeling there. It was nothing else. Nobody came to touch you. Nobody came to lay hands on you. You just changed your thoughts. Our thoughts are so powerful. if you can learn to work with your thoughts and not have your thoughts running your life, you'll be able to breathe so much easier. Anytime something negative rises up in your life, you just simply replace it with the truth of the matter. If you're feeling like whatever you're going through, I am never going to be able to get through this. I'm never going to be able to mend my broken heart for my husband who cheated on me or for my boyfriend who left me. I'm never going to be able to get over this. If that's where you are, if that's what you're thinking, I want you to think the total opposite. Eventually, I will get through this. With prayer, with fasting, with meditation, with the help of God, I will get through this. And feel how that feels in your body. I just want us to sit with this for a couple seconds before I get into the points that I want to share with you guys on tonight. Whatever you're going through, I want you to think about the positive side of things and physically feel the release that it's bringing over your body. All right, ladies, I want you to gently open your eyes if you can. If you cannot, stay there. That's good, too. But for my note takers, I want to get into a few points on how to keep your mind right. We're going to talk about how to keep your mind right. For those of you who are still in your good thoughts, I want you to be there and stay there. But for those of us that can open up and come to and be right here in this moment. So the points that I want to share with you ladies on tonight for how to keep your mind and your thoughts right, I'm going to quickly go through these because we've only got about 10 to 12 more minutes. I am going to share with you in acronym form. So if you want to write on the left side of your sheet of paper the word thoughts, go ahead and do that right now. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm still kind of in my meditative state right now. That exercise felt good. I love meditation. I love thinking about good things. Good things. So number one is actually very relevant to what I was just speaking about. Number one is to think on these things. Philippians 4:8 tells us to think on whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If there is anything that is excellent and praiseworthy, think on those things. And that's what we were just doing. We were thinking on those things that were good, just, and lovely. The scripture also tells us to not worry about the clothes that we're going to wear, that God takes care of the lilies of the valley. Wouldn't he do that much more for us? But what do we think about? We think about all of our basic necessities, and God says he's got us in that area. He's got us in that area, but that's one of the main things that we focus on is our bills and how are we going to make it. And God tells us, think on these things. Think on your purpose. Think on your mission. Think on your vision. Think on those things. And when you think on those things, the solutions to the other things that you are concerning yourself with will come to you. Without a shadow of a doubt, if you change your mindset, the solutions will come to you. When we think about the negative things, we are literally bringing that about the very next day. And then the very next day, because we keep thinking about it, we're going to keep experiencing it. So when you think on the things that are lovely, pure, and just, the solutions to your problem will flow to you through your positive thinking. The second point is to have, for H, I'm sorry, is to have a daily mission. It's simply the word have. Have a daily mission. Don't wake up and just willy-nilly your day. That is a sure sign that your thoughts are going to be all over the place. Wake up with a plan. Wake up with a daily mission, and we'll talk about that in another class on how to actually write down your goals. But for myself, I write down the things that I need to do tomorrow, today. So tomorrow, my plan is written out. It blows my mind when people say, I wonder what today is going to bring. How about you bring about today what you want it to bring? Don't just wake up and just go off to the races. Actually have a mission for your day. Don't just wake up and wing it. The third point is, this is something, I don't know if you guys noticed that I changed one of the classes. One of the classes that I was going to teach was the power of sex and orgasms. But I actually decided to save that content in that class for another project that I want to work on. So I didn't actually include that in this challenge for this time, but I am going to teach that. But that brings me to my third point, and this is just something that I made up, and it simply is an orgasm a day keeps the negative thoughts away. Now, this is to my married women that are blessed to have a husband to experience this intimate moment with, or for women that have learned how to pleasure themselves in a right and just way, not with any malice is what I want to say. So the third point is an orgasm a day, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have an orgasm every single day. But if you do, an orgasm a day keeps the negative thoughts away. Studies have been shown and proven that having orgasm, reaching that peak of ecstasy, just blows our mind, and it releases endorphins within us that helps us be positive and helps us think on good things. The fourth point is to understand other people rather than judge them. Understand other people rather than judge them. So often, our minds and our thoughts are so wrapped up in thinking about why did she do that or why did he do that. Instead of questioning why they did it, we need to be more driven to understand instead of being so focused on what it is that they did, we need to be more understanding rather than judgmental. And that helps keep our thoughts clean and pure, because when we're judging other people, not only are we reaping that for ourselves, but we really don't know what's going on in the recesses of people's minds and hearts and what makes them do the things that they do. So you want to make sure that you understand people rather than judging them to help you keep your mind right and keep it just. And that brings me to my next point for G, is simply to get a life. Get a life that you love. If you don't like the life that you have, get a new one by changing your thoughts, by changing your mind, exactly what this challenge is doing for many of us. And the next point, this is, oh goodness, this took a minute for me to be able to do, number one, but to be comfortable with. And number, the next point is to, for H, is to hire help if you can. To hire help if you are overwhelmed with work, with your business, with your children, consider hiring some help so you can keep your mind right. And I want you to think about, oftentimes we think if we're going to hire help, we have to be rich. I want you to reconsider that. I really want you to reconsider that. There's so many college kids, there's so many high school kids that are willing, that need work, number one, and that are willing to help you. And what a blessing that it would be able to be to actually hire someone and help stimulate the economy. So hire some help if you're in a position to help you stay focused on your mission and your goal. The next point for T is simply this, is to trust that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do in your life. Like, really think about that. I want you to think about the times that you are worrying over the things that God has promised you. God is the one person on this planet that is consistent. If he said he's going to do it, if he told you he's going to do it, trust that he's going to do it so you can have a carefree mind, so you can release that physical pain that's in your body, but it's caused by our thoughts because we're not trusting in what God said that he's going to do in our lives. And the last point is one of my favorite things to do, and I'm not good at it at all, but I love to do it. It is literally to sing your favorite songs often. To sing your favorite songs often, the repetition of singing. Have you ever noticed how you can hear a song that you heard when you were 15 years old? One of my favorite groups growing up was Salt and Pepper. I can hear one of their songs, and I was, goodness, like 12, 13, 14, 15, their songs were playing on the radio when they were out. And I can play that song right now, and I can sing every single word to that song. Why? Because I used to sing it over and over and over and over again. And I implanted it just because of the repetition of it. It got implanted into my subconscious mind. So the song that brings you the most joy, and I know for myself, there have been times where I have just been so sad and so down, and God just brought a song to my heart, honey. Woo! And I'm trying to tell you, I am not a good singer, but I will sing those songs that come into my spirit in that moment. So I really want you guys to think about those points and actually do them. We will not see changes in our lives just by hearing something. The change and the manifestation comes only through taking the action. I hope that every single night that you ladies are getting off of this call, not just feeling energized and motivated, because I'm getting so many emails from you ladies saying that I feel so motivated to do this, and this is change, and I'm excited about this. I don't just want you to get excited and motivated. I actually want you to take action, because the excitement and the motivation, that's going to die off, and then you're going to be left with your thoughts, your reality, and your life. And I want that to be something that you guys enjoy, that you enjoy waking up to each and every single morning. That is what I have for you ladies on tonight, and we are doing perfect on time. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the call for anybody that has any questions, comments, or concerns. Hang on 1 second for me. All right, ladies, everyone is unmuted. Does anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns about tonight before I give out the homework assignment?
I need to know, what was the chapter and the verse of Philippians that you said on?
That was Philippians, give me 1 second, Philippians 4:8.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
What was the title of the book and the author?
The title. It is called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. And it's by T. Harv Eckert.
Paul or Harv?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What was the middle name?
It's Harv. Oh, goodness. It's H-A-R-V. Yes. You're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns before I... I'm sorry, who was that? Anybody have any more questions, comments, or concerns before we end on tonight?
Thank you for the acronym. That's very powerful to help us to focus our thoughts. Right.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, I had a question. What was the second point to how to keep your mind right?
It was to have a daily mission. Have a daily mission, not just waking up and just winging life, like literally writing out what you need to do, a mission for that day. Anybody else have any more questions, comments, or concerns before we end on tonight?
I wanted to ask in regards to the acronym, the letter O, what you were admonishing the single ladies to do.
Just as far as if you pleasure yourself, I know for a very long time I could not have an orgasm. So I went to the doctors and got everything checked out, and I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 30 years old. It blew my mind, literally. But one of the things that my doctor was saying was that after he did my physical and checked me for everything, because he let me know that infections can prevent women from having orgasms and things like that. So after he gave me my clean bill of health, he just simply said to me, Angel, you need to learn your body. You need to learn what you like to enjoy, learn what feels good to you. And that's what I had to do without my husband even being there. I had to learn myself in order so I could teach my husband how I like to be pleasured. So for the single ladies, if that's something that doesn't offend your spirit, because I know that there's a lot of people that are against masturbation. So if that doesn't offend your spirit, if you can have an orgasm on a regular basis, that will keep you happy.
I just had to ask. I just wanted to put it in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, ladies, any more questions, comments, or concerns on tonight?
Angel?
Yes?
This is Shanice. I just want to say I just so appreciate your realness and always being able to just tell it the way you see it and how you feel about it without, you know, making it pretty. I just appreciate that about you.
Thank you, but I do try and make it pretty.
I mean, well, you know, you make it pretty, but I'm just saying you give it direct.
I mean. Understand what you mean. I totally understand. I'm messing with you. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, ladies. Anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns? All right, so our homework assignment for tonight is to write down the five things that you are grateful for. And this is something I want you guys to, during your stillness time, during your me time, your meditation time, I want you to take your journal. And I want you to think about, I wrote down three. I said three major things that have happened to you. But if you can just get one story out, I want you to write out one incident or three incidents that have happened in your life that you were not pleased with, you were not happy with. And I want you to write that out. And then I want you to notice somewhere in that story how your thoughts brought that situation on. I'm not referring to if you were walking down the street, God forbid, and someone snatched you up and raped you. I'm not referring to that. I'm talking about a situation that you were in that maybe you are still blaming the other person for. Maybe it was a relationship with a man, relationship with someone in your family. I want you to write that out And I want you to skim through that story, and I want you to think about how your thoughts brought on that situation. And that is the homework assignment that I have for you ladies on tonight. I hope you guys are doing your homework. I hope you guys are doing your homework assignments, because you will not reap the full benefits of this challenge if you are not. So, guys, I love you so, so, so much. Thank each and every one of you for showing up tonight, and I will see you ladies tomorrow, same time, same place. Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.